Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. My name's Dennis. This is an impromptu rambling show. It's just after 11 p.m. on Monday, the 24th of April. I'll probably do some more rambling tomorrow morning at some point and then kind of mix it together and see if I can get a show out of it. But I'm just, I got the urge to record something, so I'm recording something. And I'm testing some plugins from Analog Obsession. All right, so let's talk about Tucker Carlson leaving Fox News for a second. I'm not the biggest fan of Tucker Carlson, but I do appreciate his ability to communicate. He's a fantastic communicator. I watched a speech to the Heritage Foundation about an hour and a half ago. I watched the whole speech, and it was a very moving and effective speech. He's fallen into the good versus evil trap, which I can understand why he's done that, but what it comes down to is money or love of money is the root of all evil. So the transgender agenda, for what it's worth, is it's hormones for somebody's entire life. It's hormone replacement therapy for 60 or 70 years. That's a money spinner for pharmaceutical companies. So it's not people who are to blame for the transgender things that are going on. It's shareholders at pharmaceutical companies. That's who's to blame. So it's BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. There's one other that comes up as well fairly regularly. It's pension funds, it's hedge funds, it's the big banks, it's all of the corporate investors in pharmaceutical companies have got a vested interest in people being transgender because they've got a lifetime supply of hormones to supply. So over a lifetime, what's the lifetime value of 70 years worth of hormone replacement therapy? So if somebody lives till they're 84 and they start hormone replacement at 14, let's call that 70 years. 70 years of hormone replacement therapy. It's a guaranteed money spinner. It's a guaranteed return on investment. So that's where the problem is. The problem isn't individuals. It's corporate shareholders driving profit. At least in my opinion. And I think the odds are pretty clear now that Tucker Carlson's going to be an independent broadcaster with a huge following, and it's in Rumble's interest and in Spotify's interest to give them as much money as they can possibly afford and to bring that following to their platform. So if Tucker Carlson signs an exclusive deal with Spotify and he brings, 50 million people potentially? I don't know what his audience is. It's not 50 million, but let's call it 5 million people for the sake of argument. If he's got the equivalent of Joe Rogan's audience, which is 6 million, then that's worth $100 million. It's worth giving Tucker Carlson $100 million to bring that audience with him to Spotify, and it's worth that much to Rumble to bring that audience with him, because that establishes them as a platform for independent journalism. Absolutely critical now for Rumble to close the deal with Tucker Carlson. And there's not very many other places he could go. He could go to Odyssey, but he's too mainstream to go to Odyssey. So my money is either on Spotify or on Rumble. And given that Rumble are actively recruiting people, I would say they've already spoken to him. I could be wrong. But he knows Glenn Greenwald's on there, they're friends. And it could be that when Glenn speaks to him, he's realised that he could make a lot of money and be independent and say what he actually feels rather than catering to a particular audience. I don't know. That's just it's my gut feeling. My gut feeling is that he'll go to Rumble, because there's already two people on there. You've got Clayton Morris, who's ex-Fox, The Breakfast Show, Fox and Friends. And you've got Glenn Greenwald, who's a regular on the Tucker Carlson show. Both on Rumble. Both committed to Rumble. So it makes sense that anybody who jumps ship from Fox News ends up on Rumble. Makes complete logical sense. I'm not claiming to be a media analyst. I'm just looking at what I see happening on a day-to-day basis. And Rumble's building. There's an audience there for Glenn Greenwald and for Clayton and Natalie Morris, and for a couple of other shows. Russell Brand has got a following there. So it makes total sense to me that that's where Tucker Carlson will end up. I can't see there's any other place for him to go. Okay, so it's Tuesday afternoon now. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm still playing with plugins and Reaper. I'm having fun with them. I'm learning many, many things about many things. And I'm not sure I can explain anything to anybody, but I'm finding out what my voice can do and how it can do it. And that's an important thing. So a definite help to breathe while I'm speaking. What I was doing is taking a breath in a gap between my speech. So it wasn't actually a thinking process, it was a breathing process, but it's been slowing my speech down. So now, I'm still doing it now, I can hear it, but I'm not doing it anywhere near as much. So my speech is a bit more fluid, it flows a bit better. And I think that makes a difference. What we're looking at is a vibrational match to what's happening on the outside. That's what I'm looking to do, is find a set of frequencies. So find an amplitude, a volume, and find a wavelength and a speed of speaking that's appropriate for people. And I don't know what that's going to be. I'm having some difficulty in communicating ideas to people online, but I think it might be because they just can't hear my voice. They're seeing the enthusiasm and the scale of what I want to do, but they're not matching to it. So I'm too large scale for people, and I'm too enthusiastic for people, so they're not connecting with me. So I need to find a way to reduce the scale of what I'm doing, just so that it matches what people expect to happen. and then slowly take them up in scale. I don't know how I'm going to do that without losing interest, because to me, you push it. Nothing really ever happens, but I managed to get things going. I'm good at getting things going. I'm not so good at implementing stuff, so other people need to come up with the details of how things happen, but I'll get the conversation going. I'll make the suggestion, and if people run with it, they run with it. I'll chip in with what I can chip in, but my skills aren't necessarily in implementation. My skill is in getting a conversation moving about something and helping people to see the possibilities. I don't know how much of a contribution that can make to anything, but I'm gonna attempt to do something somewhere. And there's a place in Jarrow called Bilton Hall, which is a community centre. I've just sent them a message, and I want to go down and have a look at the facilities and see what's possible down there, because they've got a meeting room that looks like it might be suitable for the things that I want to do. So if I can find somewhere to do what I want to do, and they're enthusiastic about me being there, and they want to support what I'm doing, then I'll find myself a base. And once I've got a base, I'll work with whoever's there and work with whatever's happening at that particular centre.